Many blessings to you all, and welcome to your journey in faith with the Reverend Dr. Amos Chewachong. Our text for reflection is Mark chapter 12, verses 1 to 12. The Gospel according to St. Mark chapter 12, verses 1 to 12. Jesus then began to speak to them in parables. A man planted a vineyard. He put a wall around it, dug a pit for the winepress, and built a watchtower. Then he rented the vineyard to some farmers and moved to another place. At harvest time, he sent a servant to the tenants to collect from them some of the fruit of the vineyard. But they seized him, beat him, and sent him away empty-handed. Then he sent another servant to them. They struck this man on the head and treated him shamefully. He sent still another, and that one they killed. He sent many others. Some of them they beat, others they killed. He had one left to send, a son whom he loved. He sent him last of all, saying, "They will respect my son." But the tenants said to one another, "This is the heir. Come, let's kill him, and the inheritance will be ours." So they took him and killed him, and threw him out of the vineyard. What then will the owner of the vineyard do? He will come and kill those tenants and give the vineyard to others. Haven't you read this passage of Scripture? The stone the builders rejected has become the cornerstone. The Lord has done this, and it is marvelous in our eyes. Then the chief priests, the teachers of the law, and the elders looked for a way to arrest him, because they knew he had spoken the parable against them. But they were afraid of the crowd, so they left him and went away. I want to reflect on the theme, nurturing gratitude and stewardship in our lives. Nurturing gratitude and stewardship in our lives. Imagine working tirelessly to build something meaningful, perhaps a business, a home, or a legacy. You pour your heart and soul into this endeavor. And then, in a gesture of generosity, you share this success with others, offering them a chance to thrive alongside yourself. Now, picture those you have welcomed with open arms, turning against you, attempting to claim what you have built as their own. This scenario, sadly familiar to some, mirrors the message of the parable of the tenants. This parable is not just an ancient tale. It reflects our own times, a story that echoes in the lives of many who have faced betrayal in the face of generosity. It is a narrative that challenges us to examine our roles. Are we the caretakers who cherish and nurture what has been entrusted to us? Or do we, driven by greed or entitlement, attempt to seize more than what is offered? My dear friends, the parable of the vineyard is not merely a caution against ingratitude and selfishness. It is also a sign of hope. Despite the betrayal of the tenants, the story does not end in despair. It points us to the resurrection of Jesus Christ, the cornerstone once rejected, now the foundation of a new beginning. This twist in the narrative offers us a powerful reminder of redemption and the triumph of divine love over human failure. There are two questions for reflection. Number one, in what ways might I be acting like the ungrateful tenants in my own life? Consider your response to the opportunities, relationships, and resources entrusted to you. Are you nurturing these gifts and sharing them generously, or are you attempting to hoard and control them? Number two, how can I better embody stewardship and gratitude in my daily actions? Reflect on practical steps you can take to honor the trust and generosity extended to you by others, including God. How can you use your gifts to benefit not just yourself, but also the wider community? Heavenly Father, in this sacred season of Lent, we come before you to reflect on the lessons of the vineyard. Teach us the true meaning of stewardship and gratitude. Help us to recognize the abundance you have placed in our lives and to share this bounty with others, not out of obligation, but from a place of genuine love and thankfulness. Guide us away from the temptations of greed and entitlement, and lead our hearts towards the path of humility and service. May we honor the sacrifices made for us by living lives that reflect your grace, compassion, and boundless generosity. As we remember the resurrection of your Son, our cornerstone, instill in us the hope and faith to overcome our shortcomings and to build a legacy of kindness, justice, and steadfast love. In the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord, we pray. Amen. May the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be and abide with us all, now and forevermore.